Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Google's Gmail is getting its biggest security update in years. The email platform's security filters are getting a new AI-powered text classification system called RetVec, or Resilient and Efficient Text Vectorizer, which Google says can help understand adversarial text manipulations such as special characters, emojis, typos, and other junk characters that were previously legible by humans but not easily understandable by machines. RetVec works a lot like humans read, using visual similarity to identify what words mean instead of their actual character content, allowing Gmail spam filters to capture more junk mail than previously possible. Genetic testing company 23andMe announced last Friday that threat actors accessed the personal data of about 0.1% of its customers, or around 14,000 individuals. It turns out that through those accounts, a significant number of files containing profile information about other users were also accessed. Significant number in this case means 6.9 million individuals. The stolen data included person's name, birth year, relationship labels, the percentage of DNA shared with relatives, ancestry reports, and self-reported location. Today, December 5th, is the day that Meta is ending support for Pretty Good Privacy, or PGP, encryption email in Facebook. Few Facebook users knew that PGP email was a feature available to them, and even fewer used it. PGP email was introduced 8 years ago, and though Facebook isn't providing specific numbers on usage, most users don't even have email notifications enabled, rendering PGP completely useless. In other Meta news, the company is disconnecting Messenger and Instagram chat later this month. Meta didn't give a reason as to why it is scrapping cross-platform communication between Facebook and Instagram. Still, speculation points to the avoidance of regulatory consequences in the EU due to the Digital Markets Act. The DMA imposes restrictions on 22 gatekeeper services in the EU, and both Messenger and Instagram have received this classification. Apple is urging India to delay enforcement of its European-like rules on a common USB-C charger for additional production of its existing lines of iPhones. Apple says local production targets will be missed if it does not receive a delay or exemption from the rules set to take effect by June of 2025. Meta, IBM, Intel, NASA, and more than 50 other organizations and bodies have joined to form an open-source alliance with public source code to counter big private model players in AI like OpenAI and Google. Open sourcing is a key pillar of the AI Alliance, which brings together researchers, developers, and companies to share tools and knowledge that can help make progress whether models are shared openly or not. The European Union has approved 1.2 billion euros of state aid for a European cloud computing project to try to boost the involvement of European businesses in a field dominated by U.S. companies. The IPCEI project is expected to be matched by 1.4 billion euros in private investments and will create around 1,000 direct and indirect jobs, initially for data scientists and AI specialists, with a further 5,000 jobs coming later. At the Reagan National Defense Forum in California on Saturday, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo made it clear that the United States is going to deny China from getting our most cutting-edge technology, and very pointedly said, if you redesign a chip around a particular cut line that enables them to do AI, I'm going to control it the very next day. The comments seem to be directed at NVIDIA, which has a penchant for redesigning its GPUs to get around U.S. export restrictions. Microsoft's Seeing AI app, which helps low vision and blind users see the world around them, is finally available on Android. Microsoft says Seeing AI for Android has the same features as the iOS version and uses the company's latest advances in generative AI with the assistance of smartphones' cameras. Seeing AI is available in 18 languages, and you can download it for free on Android by visiting the Google Play Store on your device. And finally, global fitness tracking platform Strava launched a new messaging feature that will allow users to send both direct and group messages. Strava claims that it definitely heard the community ask for messaging for some time, but the launch also comes curiously close to an article published by Ellie opining that Strava might be a good stand-in for cringe dating apps. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.